Welcome to the Barth Calderone Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Hitchcock with the Asset Protection, Estate Planning, and Business Planning firm Barth Calderone. Really excited to have my colleague, Noelle Bryce, here. Welcome, Noelle.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, Noelle's one of our top attorneys, and we're jumping right into this, Noelle. It gets into estate planning, when to update, and then I know you've got a bit of a shout-out for financial advisors that you're connected to and working with. So what do we need to know here?
So, Paul, it's super important when I'm working with clients or even those that have an estate plan that haven't connected with me yet, there's this misconception that we got an estate plan, we're good to go. You know, we put our trust back in whenever, we're good to go. There's a couple misconceptions with that. The other misconception is, do we have to work with the same person who drafted our initial documents?
Got it. Yeah. So the set it and forget it mentality.
Exactly.
Is what you're talking about. Yeah, exactly.
So what do we do with that old trust that was made back in maybe 15, 20 years ago, that's in a binder up in some bookshelf? Let's dust that off. You know, number one, let's dust that off. Let's look at, do we even remember what we put in back 20 years ago? And of course, just like we may not remember what we put in the trust, a lot of the people in there may not remember that we tagged them to be either successor trustees or durable powers of attorney. So some of the people that we thought, you know, were appropriate at the time, they may not be around anymore. They may not be in touch with you anymore. Maybe your kids are older or you have grandkids you want to take care of. So now is time to like dust off that binder and see what's inside. So number one, we want to make sure we're updating our documents regularly, but not too regularly. The way to think about it is, where are the big life events? So if something's happened recently, you either maybe you're retired, or you came into a lot of wealth, or you acquired more assets, maybe you had children. So big life events like that, got married, got divorced, obviously those are times to update documents. But as a proxy, you know, every maybe 3 to 5 years, just take a glance at it. Most often it's going to be good. You don't need to revamp everything. And then around that 10-year mark, that's like a sweet spot to say, look, it's been 10 years. A lot happens in 10 years. Let's look at our documents.
Yeah, life is not static, as they say. Life changes, but also laws change, right, Noelle?
Absolutely. The tax laws change. So we want to make sure we are well within the proper structure of the trust that will allow for the best tax advantage. So if the exemption for how much you can transfer over without getting hit with a tax changes, or it's lowered, or it's higher, we want to make sure we're sitting with an attorney and hopefully also the accountant to make sure that the trust structure and then the language in the trust is meeting the proper tax outcome.
Right.
And that just really requires, again, dusting off that binder to see, what did we put 10, 15 years ago, and do the laws of today and projected forward? Because we're not always just looking at today's laws. We're looking at what's going to happen down the road. And then how much money do you have now in light of what the tax laws are today and perhaps down the road? So fresh eyes on those papers is super critical.
And will you do that for clients, new people coming in, Noelle? You'll sit down with them and take a look at what they have in place, sort of an assessment of that?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's also part of that misconception number two is, do I need to work with, you know, attorney number one who set this up 20 years ago? They're not even in practice anymore.
Right.
Or, you know, we don't really get along. They never pinged me after that first day. It was kind of a one and done scenario.
Good point.
I want a relationship, right, with an estate planner, not just someone who's going to draft my documents. Absolutely. You can work with a new attorney, someone with the values that you agree with, and that's accessible to you today if you've moved or if you've just outgrown that practice before. You can come to a new attorney, and if I'm the best fit for that, awesome. You know, happy to talk to prospective clients with existing trusts mm-hmm. where they need to make some updates, some major changes, and I'll take a look, I'll make some recommendations, and I'll say, yeah, this needs a little bit of a, you know, facelift, or this needs a complete makeover. The good news is they don't have to get rid of their trust. People think like, oh, if I work with a new attorney, do I have
right.
to get a new trust?
No.
No, yeah, exactly. You just get what's called a restatement, which is, I like to call it a makeover or a facelift. You just restate what you intend your trust to say, but the identity of your trust remains the same. So the fact that you created it 20 years ago, that's okay. It still will be this called the same thing. You don't need to change title on all your property because now you restated your trust. It's just an internal documentation where we're going to give that trust a new terms and new rules, but the identity remains the same, which is good news for those out there with a trust. They don't need to do all that housekeeping again of changing right. title on all their property.
Yeah. Now, what about the message for financial advisors? I know you're working with a lot of them. They use you as a resource to help them out in their practice. Right. What do you tell them when they're dealing with their clients?
Yeah, whether it's a financial advisor or even accountants, CPAs, we are the financial planning team, right? We're part of the same team. We are the go-to for the client. So if you have a client who has a trust, and you know this because you asked it during the onboarding, it's time to kind of look back with them and say, hey, let's take a look at your trust. Is it 10 years old? If it is, maybe it's time to talk to the estate planner. And so a brief introduction, even just giving them an option, educating them, right? Educating the client, look, I know you have a trust and you think it's a done deal, but let's dust it off together. Or now that you're their advisor and you know that, well, new grandchild came on the scene and or adult child is having some health issues. This is a time to talk to them and say, hey, does your trust accommodate or think about or plan for these types of changes in your life? If you want to provide for your grandchild, maybe they have special needs. Is that part of your inheritance structure in the trust? Do you know if it accounts for that? And if it doesn't, it's time again to dust it off, take a look at it, have a new attorney, a new planner, take a look at that with you and make recommendations so that the trust can transfer generational wealth with ease and we can accommodate and understand what's at stake. Right, because there's a lot at stake here when the documents are too old, and what the last thing we want is to find out that we didn't plan properly, and we could have easily just gave that trust a quick little makeover.
Right, unintended consequences. Noelle, always great information. This is a great update, and just keeping everybody on top of this. Thank you for that. I know we're going to have you back here on Wealth Protector TV, so I appreciate it. Thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you next time. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.